This is Afternoons with Sonia Feldoff on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Well, in 2 days' time, South Australia will be up dancing again. But not everywhere, and only under certain conditions. Restrictions on South Australians attending private functions will be eased on Thursday. The state's COVID Transition Committee met this morning and agreed to allow patrons to dance, but with limitations. Here's the Emergency Coordinator Grant Stevens on those changes.
The caps of 150 people remain in place for private activities and private functions. However, people will be able to dance in those private functions and private activities up to 50 people at a time on a dance floor. So that will become effective as of 1 minute past midnight on Thursday morning. And at the same time, we'll also be permitting stand-up consumption in outdoor areas in licensed premises. So beer gardens, those sorts of places, you'll be able to stand up and have a drink as of 1 minute past midnight on Thursday.
Certainly someone who would have been listening to that with a smile on her face, I'm guessing, is Simone Douglas. Now, Simone is publican of the Duke of Brunswick Hotel, but she is also the founder of Hospo Owners Collective, a group of hospitality venues. Simone, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Do you feel like you've been listened to?
Yes, is the short answer. I think, you know, it's the beginning of a journey back, and it will be welcome news to a large number of the smaller operators and the function and events industry. It doesn't help the nightclubs or the entertainment venues from that perspective, but it's a start.
Now, Simone, this decision comes after the industry has been talking for a very long time, but really it culminated this week with that big meeting that you had where you were expressing your anger. What do you think changed the mood there? What do you think wasn't getting through before that has now?
I think the level of desperation in business owners. So it's often easy for the general public to just enjoy the fact that their lives aren't particularly restricted. So, you know, they're going out to venues for dinner, they're enjoying those experiences, but it's hard for them to understand that when we say we're booked out, we're actually not booked out, we're at capacity under current restrictions, and that's not the same thing. So when you get 100 business owners taking 2 hours out of their workday on a Monday because they're desperate, then that's a good indication to the Transition Committee just how dire the situation is in the industry at large.
Okay, let's get to the dancing though, because this is this is the big one. 50 people dancing at any one time.
Yeah.
How are you literally going to have someone, you know, clicking in and clicking off the dance floor of people?
That's exactly what they're going to have to do. So you'll have an allocated dance floor. It will probably be ringed off with rope or something else, and we'll have to pay a staff member to sit there and click people in and out, just like you would if you were entering a nightclub. So it's an added admin burden, but I think there are lots of event venues who will just be thanking the gods that they can do that right now, because it means that people will book their weddings and things instead of cancelling them.
Now, we're talking to you, Simone, as the publican of the Duke of Brunswick, and you talked about your personal experience, but as representative of the Hospo Collective, what difference is that decision going to make today for people?
I think the challenge is that there are mixed responses. So if it has a direct impact, if you're a function and events venue and that's where most of your revenue comes, then they're really happy. This is a step forward. If you're an entertainment venue that is open to the general public, then today was a bitter pill to swallow.
Let's go to Michael Sferra now. He's General Manager of Sferra's Suite and Convention Centre. Hello, Michael. Now, we've talked to you on several occasions. You were saying dancing was the big issue for you. Are you smiling today?
Yeah, hi, Sonia. It's definitely welcome news. I think the words of the Police Commissioner were spot on in relation to it's what we've been saying since day dot. If you're standing and drinking next to each other in a family function with, you know, all the guests that are known to each other, there's really negligible risk to be able to go onto the dance floor. The question you asked earlier with Simone, how did sort of the 50-person, that was actually what we put forward to the Transition Committee as a representative of that 150 number. And the second thing that we asked for was for venues like you know, probably about 50 venues or more around the city where that they do have very large function rooms. So we've got a multitude of function rooms. So for about 50% of our business. This was great news today. But our largest room, for example, accommodates up to sort of 350 people, and that's still capped at 150. So what we were sort of really trying to do also is just to acknowledge the spatial capacity of venues and for the density requirements to them. Because if you have...
There's no doubt there's still room to go. I mean, none of you are working at full load, are you? There's no doubt about that. But dancing has been one of the things that even if you can get the numbers in, that is still the game, the deal breaker for a lot of weddings, for instance, isn't
it? Absolutely. I think what we're talking about here is the majority of weddings and birthdays would be ecstatic with that news. And you know, we're very happy with the news. It's just what of the school formals, the charity balls, the larger fundraisers, this stage, those events are still no dancing. And the weddings where they've got 180, 200 guests, I mean, do they ring 30 people and tell them not to come, even if they're in a venue which is, you know, very large from a spatial capacity? So probably the next thing is really just to identify that in very large spaces. For example, the entertainment centre has a central function area that they use the floor there. Now, that seats up to 1,100, but that's capped to 150 at this stage. And if you have an event for, say, 500 people there, you've got to mask up until you sit down.